This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The focus this week on more insect pests active in our home landscapes right now. My side once more is Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. And Raymond, you say quite a bit is going on out there as we transition from late summer into fall, including fall webworms on various landscape trees out there.
Yes, we are now experiencing the second generation of fall webworm, hickory, walnut, hackberry, birch. But really, this is the generation we don't really worry about because the trees are going into that reproductive mode or the storage mode for the winter. So either just leave them alone or you can prune them out and then throw them on a compost pile or dispose of them. But really, there's really no need to spray at this point because of the time of year that they're attacking the trees, and the trees got lots of foliage generally. So don't spray, but you can prune out the damage or just live with it.
Just for clarification, what is one looking for signs of fall webworm activity?
What you'll see in, for example, like hickory, if you drive along parts of Kansas, is these webs in these trees. Inside those webs are the larva of the caterpillar, and they stay in there, unlike eastern tent caterpillar and others. So it's hard to get a spray at them at that point. Now, you could take a rake or a forceful water spray to disrupt it, but again, they're really not going to cause any physiological harm to the plant because the plant's going to be allocating resources for the upcoming winter season.
Just let it be, basically.
At this point, yeah. If it really disturbs you, prune it out and put in a compost pile or burn it or whatever.
You say now we see here and there buildup of what it's called scale on euonymus plants out there, right?
Yes. This is the time of year people start noticing euonymus scale because it's especially in abundance on the euonymus and pachysandra. The white organisms are the males. The dark brown are the females. The females tend to reside on the stem and the males on the leaves. There's really nothing you can do right now. It's too late, but you can prune it back and then allow the new growth to come out and then dispose of what you pruned out. But what you need to do is next year is use an insecticide like a horticultural oil, insecticidal soap or contact and kill them when the crawlers are active. And you can contact our office for one to find out, when would be the best time to spray. But for the crawlers.
But the late summer, early fall would not be a terrifically good time.
You're not going to get much mortality with your insecticides at this point, Eric. Yeah.
Right. So tuck that information away for next spring if you have scale on your euonymus and act at that time. Do check with your local extension office for information on contending with that. You say that K-State Entomology has a new publication out, Pesticide and Bees, and you alluded to this earlier, our concerns over bee populations out there and what we can do to best protect those. This publication gets at that question?
It does, Eric. I spent about 2 years developing it. It just came out. It's got a URL number. You can actually just Google Pesticides and Bees, Kansas State Extension publication. And in the development, the goal was to make people aware of the impact of pesticides and pollinators and kind of diffuse some of the supposed issues with the neonicotinoid insecticides and their effect on bees. But it just provides guidelines. If you're going to use pesticides, use them in the early morning, late evening when the bees are not active. Don't apply them to flowering plants and such. So it's a really extensive publication. I'm very proud of it. And I think it's going to be a valuable resource for people to obtain and understand, the complexities, the interactions that occur with pesticides and plants and bees out there. It's not simple. It's not cut and dry. But again, it's also designed to help people, if they're going to use pesticides, use them accordingly so they have minimal impact on pollinators, especially bees, honeybees, and bumblebees.
It clears up some important questions because there's been quite a dialogue about that in recent years, and the facts would be important here.
Absolutely.
Pesticides and Bees, and it's a new publication out of K-State Research and Extension. You can search for that at the K-State Research and Extension website or the entomology website as well. And Raymond, as always, thanks for coming over.
It's always a pleasure, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
That's horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.